Herb Jochum died in 1936. He died in 1936, and we will visit his cavern.
Can you speak a little bit about Herb Jochum, maybe?
A little bit. There's not much that I can say. Herb Jochum was a master of the Muslim movement, a Talmud of the Slabodka Yeshiva, and was one of the great thinkers of the Muslim movement, a profound thinker who would influence all his Talmidim. And the great leaders, the last leaders, the last leader of the Muslim movement alive today, is basically a Talmud of Rabbi Yochum. Who learned in the Mir Yeshiva in the 1930s. I'm referring to Rabbi Volpe. And indeed, if you wanted to learn more about what the Mir Yeshiva was like in the 1930s, make it your business to go to Yerushalayim and meet with Rabbi Volpe, and you'll be able to learn. And he does meet privately with people. He has hours where you can come in and see him, and you could learn more about what it was to be a Talmud of Rabbi Yochum. But almost anybody who learned in the Mir, and there are many such people in New York, and there are many more in Yerushalayim, including Shlomo Rottenberg, many, many others who learned in the Mir in the 1930s, all these people were forever under the influence of Rabbi Yochum Lubavitch. What I'll do is pass around, in lieu of anything else, a photograph of Rabbi Yochum. So if you have never seen who Rabbi Yochum is, you pass this around and pass it back. And if you want to look at it, you'll also get a little synopsis of who Rabbi Yochum was. Essentially, he was born in the 1870s, died in 1936, and would influence a whole generation of later mashgichim in yeshivas through his efforts in Raden and Mir. Give a list of alumni of the Mir Yeshiva, the famous alumni from 1817 on, but we don't have, believe me, enough time to even do that. But just to give you a sense of who lived in Mir and who learned in the Mir Yeshiva, Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Sri Deish, learned in the Mir Yeshiva. One of the greatest Gedolim, one of the great Gaonim, he was a Rav in Lithuania, in Pilshivki, Western Lithuania. And later would leave Lithuania and become the Rosh Yeshiva of the Hildesheimer Rabbinical Seminary. He was the successor to Rabbi Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan, who was the successor to Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. And there he trained a whole generation of Rabbanim and Talmid Chachamim, many of whom came to America, and others who ultimately came to Eretz Yisrael and became famous Rabbanim. In any event, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Sri Deish, is a graduate of the Mir Yeshiva. Rev. Issa Zalman Meltzer was born in Mir, raised in Mir, and as a boy, lived in the yeshiva. I really hope the bus will be able to go on one of the roads. We'll drive a little bit, and we go from the yeshiva to the Beis Olam, so we'll just drive through a little bit of Mir and get a sense of what it is to be in the 18th century. We're just going to drive around, not stop. This is the marketplace on the left. On both sides of the marketplace were shops. All shops were owned by Jews. There were many more shops here, little kiosks as they were. They're all gone. Church is in the center of town. Head left. Go in the circle left. Here is the church in the center of town. Here is the market. It used to be the market. There are still little booths here, or little shops. But this is only a shadow of what used to be here. Now we're in the center of Mir. We can go out.
One thing that happens is butterflies.
They're all wondering what this bus is doing here.
Martians have landed.
Martians.
Landed from another planet, and okay. Now we go right now, Pravo. Well, Pravo.
Leaving
Mir.
They is Mir. Wow.